you have a wagon and you have two horses, what's the long piece of wood that goes between the horses?
That's the tool.
Okay. And then when you have a horse pulling a buggy and you hitch him up, you have to get in between two things. Okay. What's the steel on the outside of the wagon?
Tire.
Okay. And then when you have a horse hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Same or two.
Alright. And then on the wagon you have two horses and each one has a single tree. What would that be called?
Table tree.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had a load of wood that you were carrying in the wagon, what would you be doing with the load of wood? Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose you had to get a log across the road and you tied a rope to it, what would you say you were going to do to it?
Drag it.
Okay. And then what do you do when you break up the garden out here in the springtime?
Plow it.
After you plow it, what do you use to break up the ground to make it even finer? You ever heard that called a harrow?
Okay.
Same thing. Yeah,
about the same thing.
But what was the word that I said?
Harrow.
Okay. What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Onto the hoop axle.
Okay. And then what do you call kind of an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove links or fireplace links?
Oh, that's so old.
Okay. What do you use to straighten your hair? Do you use a comb?
Right.
Then, for sharpening a razor, what was the piece of leather that people used to use?
Razor strip.
Okay. And then, what do you put into a revolver, a gun, make it shoot?
Ammunition.
Okay, what was one of them? And then a plank that might go up and down for children to play on, what would you call it?
Seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a lumber or a limber plank that sticks at both ends so that the children can jump up and down on it? You know what that would be? Okay, what about a plank that has an anchor in the middle that would go around and around?
That's a seesaw.
Okay. I thought the seesaw goes up and down.
Seesaw goes up. That's called where the genius.
Okay. What would you call it if they were seesawing? Would you know another name for using seesaw besides just seesawing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what would you call it if you tied a rope to the tree and put a piece of board inside the rope? And what would you call that?
Oh, that's children's swings.
Okay. What do you use to carry coal in?
Coal bucket.
Okay. What runs from the stove up into the chimney? If you have one of those wood stoves?
Mm. That's a stove pipe.
Okay. Is there any kind of a difference between the flue and the stove pipe?
Sure.
What's the
difference? Coal pipe going over to the flue.
What's the flue?
Flue is made out of brick.
Okay. What's the small little vehicle that you can push that you might use to carry bricks or carry heavy things in that you might not want to carry in your arms?
Way better.
Okay. What do you use to sharpen a knife on?
Bit rope.
Okay. And then what would you used to sharpen something bigger than a knife?
Branding rope.
Have you ever seen one that turns around?